Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 18 March 2015. It is Wednesday. Trash day at the Power Hour. Just thought I'd let you know. It is a big day here. Well, we are so glad to have you join us today. Caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing, as opposed to what television is doing. And the people that are speaking out and attempting to get you to believe some crazy stuff. Really crazy stuff. Stock market was down yesterday, 128 points. It's sitting at about 17,849, closing in the negative, opening in the negative today, it looks like. About 86 in the red today. The financial situation starting to be an issue on Fox Business News, so that tells me, the very fact that the Fed has said no more on the QE whatevers, whatever number we're really up to now, I don't know, but they're saying no more QEs. Therefore, what is that going to mean to the markets? Could be bad news around June. Benjamin Netanyahu says it is too close to call, but I'm going to call it anyway. And he is saying that he is the winner. Against Mr. Herzog. Now, Herzog wants a two-state solution. Netanyahu does not. And Netanyahu has called himself the winner in this election yesterday, although the results will not be known for a week. Now, are we giving them enough time to massage the results of this election? Mr. Herzog has called it in his favor, so we'll see what happens. Did you know that there was a Palestinian running for the president or prime minister of Israel position? I thought that was interesting. Sure didn't hear much about that, did you? Yeah, I had done a research on candidates for the prime minister position and was surprised to find a Palestinian was running. I thought that was pretty cool. Anyway, there are major stories that we do need to talk about today. And one of those is, why was this country and this group of people left off the U.S. terror threat listing? I'm going to tell you which group it is and which people and why and which country. Why were they left off the U.S. terror threat listing? There's so much happening that we are not aware of. There's so much lying going on and deception in the news for sure. Then did you hear that there was a suspicious White House envelope? You know, I really would like to know how they go through all these envelopes that go to the White House. Because, you know, the average person out there that thinks that all I have to do is write my congressman, you know, they've got thousands and thousands and millions of letters going into the White House. How do they detect one? Do they have a cyanide detector? Do they have an anthrax detector? That's what I'd like to know. Or do they just send the letters over 6 weeks late after testing them and nobody really cares what the letters say? I don't know. But it is strange. Somebody is replacing the Taliban in Afghanistan. You know, we have to keep these stories going. And I say we, the U.S. Now, the U.S. has to keep these stories going of ISIS, Taliban, all the bad guys. They have to, because that is the way they keep you interested or thinking that they are real. Now, I'm sure there are bad guys out there killing people, just as sure as anything. But who are they and who are they supported by? And now it appears they are dropping ammunition from planes. Ammunition to support ISIS. Can it be? I'll give you a little update on the Alex Jones show yesterday. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, wanting to know what's really going on in the world as opposed to what they want you to think is going on in the world. And if you don't believe that's happening, listen to this network for a while. Listen to GCN Network after you have listened to CNN or Fox, and you're going to be surprised. Now, on Monday, we're going to have Gary Franchi join us, and I'm going to talk about another one of those whatever happened to stories. You know, we've been talking about things like Oklahoma City bombing on this program. What really happened? Or what has happened since that time? What has been learned since then? Well, it's not going to be on Oklahoma City bombing. It's going to be on another subject. I'm not going to tell you now, but you're going to enjoy it. I enjoy all of the whatever happened to stories. So join us next Monday with Gary Franchi for that story. And in the news today, oh, by the way, I wanted to put a shout out. If anybody out there is using Eniva Minerals, E-N-I-V-A Minerals, and really likes them, I'd like to hear from you. You know, I like to hear what is working for people, and I'd like to hear from anybody using Eniva Minerals. So if you would email me at thepowerhour@thepowerhour.com or give us a call at 573-378-6049, 573-378-6049. If you have a question or if you have a comment about how you like Eniva, E-N-I-V-A Minerals. Okay, moving on to other things. UN Security Council says ISIS is now replacing the Taliban in Afghanistan. The Islamic State has infiltrated into Afghanistan. I'm reading this with a straight face, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, or attempting to, and is attempting to step into the Taliban's boots. Now, this has been acknowledged by the UN Security Council. Russia's representative to the UN warns the Central Asian states could be the next stop for the Islamic extremist. The presence of the Islamic State fighters in the country have been confirmed by the United Nations Assistance Mission in Afghanistan. The UN envoy to Afghanistan acknowledged that IS or ISIS or ISIL could potentially unite minor Islamist groups or Islamist groups in the country under a new command. Now, do you think that story means anything for the average person? Well, it does for us because it's part of the confusion that surrounds the bad guys, and that is the purpose. Plane drops of ammunition are helping to reinforce ISIS or ISIL or IS. The Islamic State is getting outside help with plane drops, providing ammunition for the terrorist organization. According to an RT Arabic report, Iraqi government soldiers also say this is a recurring theme and the group is as strong as ever. The battle for Iraq's Anbar province continues to rage, despite bombing campaigns from the U.S. and their coalition allies. Notwithstanding a big offensive to try and win back territory lost to the so-called Islamic State. Wait a minute. The United States, the biggest, most influential, powerful military in the world, lost their territory last summer to ISIS. A ragtag group of people who have been in business for 2 to 4 years. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And they're making people believe this so that all of those people who lost a son or daughter in the Iraq war, well, hey, we lost the territory. You know, was it for naught? What are you thinking, people? Wait a minute. Why are we even in Iraq now? Or Afghanistan? Or Somalia? Or why did we bomb Libya, really? Because of control. And that is the reason, because of control. It has nothing to do with bad guys, people. But that's what the average person thinks. I've been asking people, why are we, and I've been asking college-educated people, why are we in Afghanistan? There were guys there that bombed us on 9/11. Wrong. That's not true. And guess what? In the second hour, you're going to hear from a lady who was an airline attendant. Rebecca Roth will be joining us. And she has some questions from the standpoint of being an airline attendant that she doesn't have answers to. And she wants to talk about 9/11. She wrote a book called Methodical Illusion, and I'm anxious to have her join us at the 8 o'clock hour. But the United States is arming, aiding, and abetting the bad guys. Now, see, if I were to tell that to anybody out there, they would say, you're crazy. The U.S. wouldn't do that because the U.S. wears a white hat. I haven't seen any white hats on any of the government people in a long time. supersonic strategic bombers are heading to Crimea for drills, air quotes, drills. You see, if they say drills, then they can get away with it. Whether it's U.S. or NATO or Russia or whomever. But Russia's Air Force now is deploying an unspecified number of strategic nuclear-capable supersonic bombers to Crimea. Boy, that's a place to take them to. The major drills also include deployment of tactical Iskander ballistic missiles to the Kaliningrad exclave in Europe. Several Tu-22M3, that's a NATO designation, variable sweep wing, long-range strategic and maritime strike rocket aircraft are due to arrive to Crimea as part of the global training exercises for the Russian military in the European part of the country. Do you believe that? Or do you believe, as many people are saying, we are getting ready for war? Is that what the U.S. has been doing in getting ready for war, rather than all of the so-called drills they've been doing? Or is it all in one? The U.S. loses a drone over Syria, which claims to have brought it down. United States lost, don't you wonder which side you're on sometimes? The United States lost contact with an unarmed Predator drone over Syria on Tuesday, stopping short of confirming the plane was taken down by Syrian air defenses, as reported by the Syrian state media. At this time, we have no information to corroborate press reports that the aircraft was shot down. That's what a U.S. defense official said, speaking on condition of, you got it, anonymity. We are looking into the incident and will provide more details when available. The old, we know nothing, and I can't tell you my name for saying that. That's what they did. France and Germany, oh man, this is a story. This is a story, ladies and gentlemen. France and Germany are going to join a China-led 50 billion infrastructure bank, along with Italy. So now you've got France, Germany, Italy, and China? What a strange group. The finance ministries of France and Germany have confirmed they'll join China's new Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. I think this is one to watch. Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. Now, this is not the BRICS Bank, with Brazil, Russia, China, South Africa. That's not that bank. This is another one. And so the finance ministries of France and Germany have confirmed they're going to join China's Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. And Italy is expected to join soon. Joining the rival to the U.S.-led World Bank is seen as a setback for the Obama administration. The new China-led bank is expected to challenge the Washington-based World Bank. So the U.S. is increasing pressure on its allies not to join the institution. The U.S. concern is that the new investment bank might not have high standards of governance and environmental and social safeguards. The new bank is expected to challenge the Western dominance of the U.S.-led World Bank and IMF in global infrastructure projects, which experts believe will create healthy competition. So I would say that's a bank to watch, AIIB, along with the BRICS Bank. Standstill after Israeli polls close. All day yesterday evening, they were reporting neck and neck, neck and neck, neck and neck. What does that sound like? U.S. It's always neck and neck, depending on who they decide to make the winner. Works out very well like that, because you can't really say one party's in the lead, and hugely in the lead, and then all of a sudden have another party win. And four more American workers, aid workers, were flown to the U.S. for Ebola observation. Now, they told us there were 11 people being flown the other day, 11 people being flown in, that were going to go to Atlanta, NIH, and Nebraska. Those are the three choice Ebola treatment centers now. You notice Dallas is no longer in the group there. Well, anyway, they said there were 11 already here. Then they said there's four more on their way, which brings the total to 16. Really? Wait a minute. wait a minute, that must be Common Core math. 11 plus 4? No, now they say there's 16 in the U.S. Worries me when they start sneaking people into the U.S. for Ebola treatment. We'll be back after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts, not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being a part of the educated in this world that knows what's happening, does something about it. And by the way, I want to talk a little bit about the 50-minute mark about the Montel Williams discussion with Alex yesterday. I want to talk about Montel Williams, what he said about Alex. I really want you to understand where these people's hearts are when they start making accusations like they did against Alex. And I want to talk about that, the appearance that I did on Alex's show yesterday, of which I thank him for the time that he gave me. But I want to get your feedback on that. Only those of you that heard it. Only those of you that heard it. I want to talk about Montel Williams. And anyway, 50 minutes after the hour, we'll talk about that. Guess who's been added to RT, Russia Today? Larry King. A bastion of truth, Larry King. Anyway, I just thought that was interesting. He's not going to be appearing on RT. I'd rather see Ben Swan any time, that's for sure. And getting back to the news. As the lead story probably that you're hearing about is Netanyahu, Netanyahu, Netanyahu. What's going to happen now because of Netanyahu and the clash with the president? Really? Do you think there's a clash with the president? Or is this a made-up situation? I kind of think that it is. But now it's going to be... Oh, by the way, I talked with a lady from Iran at a store. And I said, where are you from? And she said, Iran. And I said, oh, I love your food. I do. I love Persian food. And she said, really? How do you know about Persian food? And I told her. And then she said, and I said to her, so what do you think about Netanyahu coming to the United States? And I said, I feel so badly for your people over there just waiting for a bomb to drop. And she said, yes, Netanyahu, we believe, is going to bomb us with or without the support from the United States. And I said, I think it is absolutely terrible. I said, I do not believe they have a highly developed nuclear position. And I do not think that they are a threat to the United States. She says, wow, you are really smart. And I said, no, I'm not smart. I just kind of watched this, and there's something wrong here with us trying to always malign Iran. And she said, they do not have a developed nuclear program. She said, they do not. But she said, Israel wants to attack Iran so badly. That's why Netanyahu was over here. And anyway, I just had an interesting talk with her, and I thought she was very... aware of what is going on. She said, but the average person knows nothing about any of this. I said, yeah, it's a shame. It is really a shame. But Dancing with the Stars. No, and I'm not picking on Dancing with the Stars. I know a lot of you like to watch it. I tape it. Never get around to watching it, but I do tape it. And I like Dancing with the Stars. But I'm just using it as an example. So go ahead and watch Dancing with the Stars. Anyway, getting back to the news. Iran and Hezbollah have been left off the U.S. terror threat listing. Can you believe this story? I mean, I'm just surprised. They have been left off of this by James Clapper, the director of the National Intelligence, in February when he did a U.S. Senate report. In other words, Iran and Hezbollah are not a threat to the United States. They had been fixtures on the annual report before 2015. Iran's efforts to fight the Sunni extremists, including the so-called Islamic State, ISISIL or ISIS. Why do they do that? Why? Anyway, they were touted in the unclassified version of the Worldwide Threat Assessment of U.S. intelligence committees. I think this is very strange, ladies and gentlemen. Why they would be left off this list. While U.S.-led coalition targeted the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, the report now noted Tehran's push to keep ISIL from gaining large swaths of additional territory in Iraq, and Iran is allied with both the Iraqi and Syrian governments, so with the U.S., it has a common foe in the Islamic State. So that's what is supposed to be our focus now, is that Iran and the United States have a common enemy. In the Middle East, Iran has intentions to dampen sectarianism, build responsive partners, de-escalate tensions with Saudi Arabia, though it warned that some Iranian actions to protect and empower Shia communities are fueling the growing fears and sectarian response. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour, and there are people protesting in Germany. Tear gas has been deployed. We'll talk about that after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joy Schreiber.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. It is 33 minutes after the hour, and if we get through this news in time, at 50 after, I'd like to take some phone calls of those who heard the story of what happened with Montel Williams yesterday on Alex's show. I'd like to hear from you. We're going to talk about that at 50 after the hour. All right, getting back to the news, ECB protesters, European Central Bank protesters, clash with the Frankfurt police. Tear gas has been deployed at this blockade protest in Frankfurt. 70 police officers were injured. 70 police have been injured in the crashes, at the clashes. 70 police officers. Tear gas was used against the protesters. They pelted stones and torched cars. Many protesters have been injured as police used water cannons and tear gas. It's getting pretty serious over there. Very serious. Now, people are realizing that the central banks are not a good thing. Central banks are stealing them blind, ladies and gentlemen. Greek protesters are targeting police, torching cars in Athens, and demanding prison closure. They also want the Syriza government to keep its promise of closing down these high-security Type C prisons that have a lot of people who really are not all that guilty of anything. Anyway, they threw petrol bombs at police and set the cars on fire. The Greek prime minister is going to meet with Putin amid the cash crunch. News of an upcoming meeting between Tsipras and Putin comes just days ahead of the EU summit and a 2 billion euro debt repayment, suggesting that Athens may be playing one of its few remaining cards. And then, of course, we covered the story about the White House envelope test positive for cyanide. That's the story, and they're sticking to it. There's a bill now to plug or stop NSA introduced in Texas, or bill to pull the plug on the NSA introduced in Texas. The legislation would prohibit any political subdivision in Texas from providing water or electricity to any federal agency. I just find this so unbelievable, literally, that it's not believable that this could happen, but that's their goal. They want to prohibit any political subdivision in Texas from providing water or electricity to any federal agency involved in the routine surveillance or collection and storage of bulk telephone or email records or related metadata concerning any citizen of the United States and that claims the legal authority to collect and store the bulk telephone or email records or metadata concerning any citizen of the United States without the citizen's consent or a search warrant that describes the person, place, or thing to be searched or seized. I mean, I'm all for it. Let's do it. But that's huge. That is just huge. I think Utah's trying that also. And according to Paul Joseph Watson, a new bill would prohibit ATF ban on popular ammunition. Representative Patrick McHenry, Republican of North Carolina, introduced legislation that will prohibit future ATF ammunition bans as the fight over attempts to restrict the Second Amendment intensifies. Wow. The Ammunition and Firearms Protection Act would prevent the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives from classifying M855 ammunition as armor-piercing and from instituting any ban on the sale of manufacture of ammunition that is intended, marketed, or sold for rifle use. You go, Representative Patrick McHenry. And a bill would close parental rights loophole affecting Texas homeschoolers. According to Breitbart, it seems like such an anomaly that Texas homeschoolers are still fighting for their rights in a state that ranks among the best in the nation to homeschool. Yet last week, more than 250 homeschool students and their parents convened in Austin for the Texas Homeschool Coalition's Capitol Days to lobby for legislation that will strengthen parental rights if passed during the 84th legislative session. It has something to do with grandparents. So if the grandparents are trying to take over the children or control of the children, it will strengthen the parents' rights. Oil bonds. They lost investors $7 billion in 10 days. Oil prices have fallen more than 15% since March 4th. To a six-year low of $43.5 per barrel, wiping out $7 billion of market value of high-yield debt issued by energy corporations. Prices on $1.45 billion of the notes sold less than 2 weeks ago by Energy XXL Limited, an oil producer that was being squeezed by its lenders, have fallen as much as 10%. Comstock Resources, Inc.'s $700 million of securities have declined by more than 7% since March 6th. Somehow, I don't really bleed for these people or have a lot of sympathy, though, after all they've been making on oil for all this time. Seattle has a new minimum wage. It's taking effect April 1st, $15 per hour. And already, restaurants are closing and job losses. We'll just have to see what happens, but a lot of people are saying this is going to be bad. Although, the people who get the $15 think it's going to be great. We'll have to see. San Diego sues Monsanto. You go, San Diego, for polluting their bay with cancer-causing chemicals. Polychlorinated biphenyls, commonly referred to as PCBs. In order to continue using compounds such as Aerochlor, A-R-O-C-L-O-R. The PCBs manufactured by Monsanto have been found in bay sediments and waters and identified in the tissues of fish, lobsters, and other marine life in the bay. Oh, my gosh. You go get Monsanto, but make them reverse the damage they did. And I don't care how they do it, they need to reverse that damage. Are you a person who enjoys cooking in your backyard, burgers and wieners? Well, guess what? The Environmental Protection Agency has its eyes on you. They are against backyard pollution from your backyard barbecues. The agency announced it is funding a University of California project to limit emissions resulting in grease drippings with a special tray to catch them, and you must have a catalytic filtration system. You talk about the Grinch that stole the barbecue. Are you kidding me? You've got to have a proper way for emissions resulting in grease drippings. Does anybody see that maybe they just want to control your entire life? Are you getting it now? You are sitting at the table braiding the rope to hang yourself with and your children. Anyway, the $15,000 project has a potential for global application. The school said that the technology they will study with the EPA grant, $15,000, that's nothing when it comes to grants, is intended to reduce air pollution and cut the health hazards to a barbecue pitmasters from propane-fueled cookers. It's only the propane ones they're attacking. And Judicial Committee gives the FBI first okay that it needs to hack into any computer anywhere on the planet. Oh, good. TechDirt reports a judicial advisory panel Monday quietly approved a rule change that will broaden the FBI's hacking authority. I love it. Broaden their hacking authority, despite fears raised by Google that the amended language represents monumental constitutional concern. The Judicial Conference Advisory Committee on Criminal Rules voted 11-1 to modify an arcane federal rule to allow judges more flexibility in how they approve search warrants for electronic data. In other words, they can break into any place they want to or any computer anytime. Supreme Court may dump the raisin price controls. Remember, we talked about that a long time ago, that they had put raisin price controls. And in a brief filed on behalf of 33 self-identified independent raisin growers against the Fresno-based Raisin Administrative Committee. Oh, my gosh. Do we need to get government out of raisins? Yes, absolutely. Challenging the co-op's right to control marketing to California raisins. Growers object to a supply management program that has the power to require them to surrender part of their crops or pay a penalty. They have to give the government part of their raisin crop. It's just, you might as well just put a gun to everybody's head, take whatever you want, and then walk away. That's what they're doing. And a new law, a new Texas law, wants to vaccinate minor children without parental consent. Hold everything. Children should not be vaccinated by any healthcare provider for any reason without the voluntary informed consent of the parents, period. And HB 212 by Representative Tony Rose, Democrat of Dallas, circumvents federal and state parental rights and consumer protection laws by allowing a minor child 14 years of age and older in the Texas juvenile justice system to consent to vaccination on their own without their parent. What? And how much research have these children done on vaccines? Zero, you might add. Yes. What are they thinking? What is wrong with these Democrats? I mean, why is it always a Democrat that is pro-vaccine? And then most of the Republicans that are pro-vaccine. You know, this is just more of the trying to divide people by having a Democrat do this and a Republican do this over here. And then all of a sudden they come together and everybody loves Obamacare. Well, if they didn't love Obamacare, why haven't the Republicans done away with it? That's their big enemy of the state, wasn't it? Obamacare? And so you get enough people in the House and the Senate, and they don't do anything. Kind of like Roe v. Wade. When they got their Republican in there after the Democrats got the Roe v. Wade through for abortion, did they do away with abortion? No. It's all part of the plan. Eating flaxseed may reduce breast cancer mortality up to 70%. And flax lignans are part of that, ladies and gentlemen. That's why a lot of you put flax lignin in your oatmeal in the mornings. Scores of studies reveal that anti-cancer effects of flaxseed. Researchers from the University of Toronto recently reviewed the literature to answer questions about the compounds found in flaxseed and how effective they are in reducing breast cancer risk and tumor growth, and whether flaxseeds interact beneficially with breast cancer drugs. They reviewed in vitro, in the body, animal, observational, and clinical studies on flaxseed and flaxseed oil. And now, are you ready for this one with respect to Coca-Cola? Coca-Cola has been found to be paying health experts to suggest that soda is a healthy snack. Oh, my gosh. Black is white and white is black. Several nutritionists and fitness experts suggested that sipping on a mini can of Coke could be part of a healthy diet. I'm sorry. In a regular can of Coke, 18 tablespoons of sugar or teaspoons of sugar. And now a mini can of Coke is okay? And they said that during American Heart Health Month. Reported that the Associated Press reported Monday that Coca-Cola is working with health experts in an attempt to promote the sugary beverage, one that's otherwise being criticized for contributing to America's obesity problem or diabetic or you name it. The company could not reveal how much it paid those who plugged the product, but it dismissed the behavior as something that all major brands do. And like they pay people to go and target some people. And we're going to be talking about that at the 50-minute break. So I'm going to let you get in line. If you would like to talk about the Montel Williams situation, this is only for Montel Williams, or the Alex Show yesterday. I was on from about 12 to 1:15, something like that, 1:20. And there is a YouTube of this now. And I want to thank our listener for having done the YouTube. Thank you, thank you, thank you on that. And Catherine will put it in the email blast, or I think she had it in the email blast yesterday. I'd like to ask her to put it in the email blast again today. Those of you who would like to listen, all you have to do is click on and listen to Alex and I yesterday. Well, it was really more of Alex than me, but anyway, I'd like for you to listen to it. I'd like you to hear the discussion over Montel Williams. Now, why Montel Williams? Because Montel Williams made some accusatory statements against Alex. Now, I'm not Alex's biggest cheerleader, but I'll tell you what, when it comes to what is the truth and what is honest and what is real, that was wrong of Montel Williams to do that. And I'm going to get that story and share that with you just a little bit after the break so that you can decide for yourself if you think that Montel was wrong. And then I'm going to tell you about when I was with American Candidate, that's a reality show. Not too proud of it, I got to tell you. But it was about 12 people or 10 people who want to change America. 10 people who don't like the way the government's been run. And that's why I responded to that. And they said there were 20,000 applicants for that show. I have trouble believing that. I really do. I have trouble believing there were 20,000 people and that I was one of the 10 they picked for that program. Other than they wanted some white-haired old lady, I guess, to be on the program, they couldn't find anybody else. I don't know. I don't know what their reason was. But Montel Williams was in charge of that, or he was the head of that. Though on his, I think it's funny, in his bio, he doesn't list it. In his official Wiki bio, he doesn't list being an American Candidate. That's because it wasn't all that successful. And why? Because they wanted it to look like a regular campaign here, and they wanted a Clinton to oppose a Bush, and they got it. Seriously. Seriously. But they did have some other kind of strange out there people on there. They had one guy from PETA who happened to be very nice. I like the guy, really. One guy who was an attorney, an entertainment attorney from Hollywood, who was gay. And then they had a girl who was the daughter of a governor here in Missouri, a senator in Missouri. And she was coming out on the program as being a lesbian. So you can tell where this is going, right? And I didn't know any of these people that were involved in this until we met in California. And lo and behold, getting on the bus was one Richard Mack. Now, I know Richard is not that excited about the fact that he was in that. But I'll tell you what, we thought it was a way to get the message out. And I respect both of us for having done that. Because that was not an easy thing to do, to have cameras following you around for 5 or 6 weeks. It was 6 weeks for me, 5 weeks for him. It was not a fun existence. But that's not my point. So when we come back, let's talk about the Alex Jones, Montel Williams situation. Then I'm going to tell you my thoughts about Montel Williams. We'll be back. 3 minute break. Give us a call. 855-995-6923. We'll be right back. 3 minutes.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
About your world. Let me give you the background on this story as I know it. Montel Williams allegedly got involved in some kind of Twitter thread with Joe Biggs, who was formerly in the military, and Mikhail Thalen. I'm not quite sure what it was all about, but it was something about the VA. And then Montel Williams says, he says, oh, by all means, Let's add the conspiracy theorist accusing Alex Jones of lying about school shootings. Montel Williams became increasingly angry before asserting, "I'm not interested in debating a Fruit Loop who inspires people to blow things up." Williams failed to provide an actual example where Jones had inspired anyone to commit violence. He went on to call Jones a moron, a disgrace, and an evil master con artist who should burn in hell. Williams also suggested that Jones and Biggs were cocaine addicts. Now, that's terrible. That is absolutely terrible. Anyway, so Montel Williams was making all these accusations. Montel Williams, who was involved with Money Mutual, you know, that was a payday loan company, which I would have never done because a lot of the veterans go in there and are desperate to get money and pay huge, extreme interest rates. So that was the basic story, is that Montel was accusing Alex of some things. Okay, so those of you who are familiar with the story, I want to hear from you. And if you're not familiar with the story, I'm going to probably ask you not to call because I just want to hear from that and the discussion that was held yesterday because we don't have much time. So let me go to Vern in Virginia. Vern, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What were your thoughts on that situation yesterday?
Well, I just wanted to thank you for sharing your experience on American candidate there and exposing the fact that Mr. Williams was not genuine in their proposal that you would be able to share whatever you wanted about your issues that you were going to run on your platform. He showed himself to be the gatekeeping shill that he is for those who are throwing our veterans under the bus.
Well, let me just add, Vern, let me just add that I don't know that it was he that made that decision, so I don't want to attach anything to him that is not accurate, but the whole program disallowed. They wanted me to come there because of Gulf War veteran issues and because of the vaccine issues, the health issues that I had, and then when I got there, they wouldn't let me talk about it, or they cut the tape and didn't allow the information to be aired. And then when I went to Montel Williams, because that was the one reason I wanted to be on, was to get him to have some exposure in the country, in the world, on these issues. So I took all my documents, my stack of a foot of documents, to which he wouldn't even look at. He wouldn't even address, because the government could do no wrong, basically, in his attitude. So the government didn't do it. Our military is great and awesome, and that's where it was. So I just don't want to attach to him that he was the one that made the decision. Not. It may have been the editors. It may have been the producer. I don't know. But what did you think, though, about... I mean, I can't believe that anyone would make those attacks on Alex. Not that he's pure as a driven snow, neither am I, but still, those kinds of attacks are wrong. Don't you agree?
Well, yeah, and they are the sign of a gatekeeping shill.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, here, even locally, Joyce, on our local station here, if you mention a controversial subject, these people... the local host start playing InfoWars in the background. I mean,
really?
How ate up they are with it. Yes.
Oh, but, that's amazing.
Yeah. But, Joyce, one other thing. You mentioned when you were on with Alex, you were dropping the anomalies and the bombshells about the lawyer for the Boston bombing.
Mm-hmm.
And he was unaware of those. And I wanted to add two more anomalies to that.
Okay.
The FBI agent that had an accident, a training accident, that fell out of the helicopters, the two FBI agents involved in the arrest of the Boston bombing suspect, as well as the execution of Tsarnaev's friend down in Georgia.
You're right. Thank you so much, Vern. Good call. Thank you very much. We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break. Stay tuned.